Canada won't be tolerated. The RCMP is also urging anyone who believes that they have been threatened by the government officials to contact them. Though these are the first of their kind to be investigated in Quebec, other police stations have been detected in Ontario and British Columbia. Former cabinet minister and astronaut Marc Garneau has announced that he will be resigning his seat in the House of Commons. Representing the Montreal riding of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce-Westmount since 2008, the Quebec Liberal MP said in a speech that he had made a promise to his family that he would leave politics late last year, while thanking his staff, parliamentarians, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for their support. In 1984, Garneau became the first Canadian astronaut to fly in space and went on to lead the Canadian Space Agency from 2001 to 2005. He has since been a federal minister for both transport and foreign affairs. The Pop Montreal Music Festival has announced its first names appearing in this year's lineup. Among the acts who will be participating are folk artist Bonnie Prince Billy, Seattle hip-hop group Shabazz Palaces, and German electronica pioneers Tangerine Dream. A press release by the organizers also states that, once again, the program will consist of more than 200 multidisciplinary artists, including more than 150 musical acts and 50 Quebec-based musicians. The Pop Montreal Festival, which was first initiated in 2002, will take place across multiple venues between September 27th and October 1st. Reservations, event information, tickets, and passes can be found at popmontreal.com. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM Podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
CJLO 1690 AM, hour two of Grade A Explosives here with your guest host Satan doing a talking to you. The guys and some are getting ready to prepare and play some stuff for you, loud, stonery, doomy, aggressive stuff, and it's gonna be good. I'm gonna talk with them too, so we'll see how that goes. But what you just heard in the past hour was an interview with Boston-based Bedtime Magic, a duo who are doing noise things. And I'm going to play you one more track off of their latest record, Between the Sheets, because I want to and I can. And, as the Prince of Darkness, I'm allowed. So we're going to do that. I'm going to play Awake, the first track off here. And if you, awake, not like... You know, I'm done being asleep, more like awake, a thing after a funeral or during a funeral. Is a funeral? I don't know. You humans are weird. All I know is after you die, you're probably coming to me. isn't that right? Yeah. You who just looked at your radio. Yeah, that's it. That's it. So I'm going to play Awake from Bedtime Magic. And then, the listener from here in Montreal have a new track that I'm going to play for you. It's a new single they have, The Ecstasy of Death, and I'm going to play that so that you can enjoy that. And then we will have some play you some stuff, and I'll interview them, and that will be basically the show. So keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. I am your guest host for all of Metal March, Satan. Feel free to go to CJLO's social media if you like this track you're about to hear. You can get it for $0. Pay what you can dollars. That's something you can do. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back. music lovers seeking an adventurous listen, shop at Phenopolis, a record store specialized in new and used vinyl and CDs. Whether you're into indie, jazz, blues, world, or experimental, Phenopolis has got you covered. Open 5 days a week and located on 207 Bernard West in the Mile End. Shoppers can also order online at phenopolis.ca. Delivery is available for all customers on Montreal Island. Traveling seems almost like a necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, Via Rail might provide the answer you need. Not only does Via Rail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking Via Rail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used Via Rail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise, even for students, and it's super, super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO 1690 AM, this is Grade A Explosives. I am your host for the day, for the month, for the rest of your afterlives. It's your good pal, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call me. Probably once you get here, you'll be calling me, please stop the torture that I'm going through. I've heard that so many times. It's so much fun. So much fun. I mean, not for you, but for me, very fun. Anyway, enough about me, more about you guys. What you get to hear right now, which is the sultry, I can say that, I think. Sultry sounds of some who are here in Montreal, all who are expats from Paris, one of my favorite cities to go in. Actually, I'm not sure if all of them are. They're from France, for sure. But they're here now in Montreal, where they should be, and they are going to be laying down some tunes for you in a nice stonery fashion. So I will hand it right over to them. Take it away, some. CJLO 1690 AM. That was some sum for you, playing some tunes live off the floor here at CJLO. Of course, this is Grain A Explosives. I'm your guest host for the month, Satan. And so, you know, it has been fun to listen to. This is fresh, of course, off of their night playing at Turbo House for the Gutzer 9-year anniversary spectacular. Gutzer, also. Good band. I enjoy. So, how did the show go last night? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great. Actually, we're still a little bit hangovered, but it's good we had this show to come to wake up, to have a reason to wake up. So, thanks for having us.
No problem. You know, it's good to have somebody come in. I like when bands are able to get over their hangovers by a bit of the hair of the dog. In this case, you know, playing some more music. So. It's good. Let's talk about Double Double, which you guys have put out since I know you spoke with Andrew right before Blueberry Cash came out. What's the response been like for Double Double?
So far, it's been great. The album was released on February 2nd. We played a release show at the trackside. Like we had a great audience, great reaction. And since then, the album got even ranked in the Doom charts. Like we had a lot of good reviews. So no, so far, so good. Very happy about it.
Yeah, it got to number 14, I think, unless it got higher than that at some point in the past, which is very impressive.
Yeah, good. No, it's a great surprise. Like this album was a little bit of a challenge for us because we wanted to experiment a bit, have a more dynamic sounding album. So actually, we recorded it at the Sun Cave, but we had it mastered by John Golden, who did also Widdeter, Sleep, Home. So it was a different experience. We weren't sure about the reception, but so far so good. Like we are very happy about it.
Now, for these songs, did you approach writing them in any different way, or is it kind of the same writing kind of process that you guys go through?
No, the writing is always the same. Like. I come up with riffs and I program some very basic drums, and then we listen to it together and we start iterating on this first structure. Once we're happy with the music, then Gaspar kicks in with the lyrics.
All right. Well, I see that you're going to be doing some dates in the U.S. Are you excited to go about going to the gun-toting South here in Canada?
Yeah, very excited. I mean, you know, like for us, already playing in Montreal is amazing because, you know, like we are free European French. So it's almost like our life is on tour, you know, like every time we play in Montreal. So it's already great. But going to the US is even a step further. So, yeah, really, really curious about how it's going to be.
And Ontario, too, you guys are going to go over and play in.
Yeah, we're going to be playing in Ontario, in Toronto, Ottawa, Hamilton, London. With a bunch of good bands from there, so it's going to be a good opportunity to meet new fans, new friends, and visit Ontario.
I'm jealous of you guys because you know I have much to do over the course of this year. You know, the world doesn't get bad on its own. You know, I have to help it out, so I'm jealous that you guys get to go and explore some new places and see what's going on. Although, of course, you know. It's not like bands get to, you know, roam around the cities they're in when they go there. They drive up to a parking lot and get to see the inside of a venue and then leave.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like you know, like we are used to all these parking lots now, and they're pretty similar in Europe and in Canada. But yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's true.
They get to make you feel at home no matter where they are. That's parking lots or parking lots.
Exactly.
Well. I'm glad that you guys have come in and done this. Do you want to play some more tracks for us?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Sure. Well, whenever you're ready, take it away. Everyone, this is some playing music for you live off the floor here at CJLO. So keep it locked. More some here on Grade A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM.
All right. This next song is called Dollarama. Money, You are listening to CGLO. We are Sum. This song is called Sum Noir. It's come from the new album Double Double. Listen to Sum Noir.
Jello, vous écoutez toujours Sun.
Je voudrais remercier A Great Explosive for the invitation. Andrew and Zach, we're the best. Great guys. We're gonna play one song more. This song is about drugs and what to not do all day. This song is called Razor Blade.
thank you, gentlemen, for doing some hard rocking out here at CJLO. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play you one more track from them that isn't live while they tear down, and maybe they can come in here and do a end cap here interview. We'll see. We'll see what goes on here. But let me play you something from their EP, Blueberry Cash. Let's play the title track from there. Keep it locked. What you just heard was some, and here is some that is not live off the floor. It's just recorded generally. So enjoy this. Blueberry Cash, Some, CJLO, 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives.
Join Cinema Politica for our winter-spring 2023 projection series at Concordia University. Cinema Politica presents A New Social Contract, a series of films that visit the importance of bottom-up social action, working to challenge a conservative rejection of social progress, looking at movements challenging capitalism, systemic racism, heteropatriarchy, colonialism, ableism, and lifting up the voices of artists on the front lines, creating a difference. That's every Monday at 7 p.m. in Concordia University's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West in Montreal, H110. Info, cinemapolitica.org. This screening series is a CJLO 1690 AM co-presentation.
CJLO 1690 AM is looking for beta testers for our new app, You'll Listen, developed as part of our Mapping Montreal Music audio documentary series. You'll Listen is an immersive audio and physical experience where you, the user, collect audio gems as you walk through Montreal's boroughs. Use your iPhone to unlock field recordings, original compositions, and interviews with big players in the Montreal music scene by visiting significant landmarks across the city. And more features will be added to the app as we expand into our second phase of our project. To join the beta testing team, visit us at mmm.cjlo.com. That's mmm.cjlo.com. And you can send your feedback and suggestions via email to manager@cjlo.com.
Hey there! In need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Well, then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
I was more than just a coward, I was handsome too. I felt nothing when your flood came down.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690 AM. That was some Funeral Haze for you from Hempress, who are a band from Gatineau. They actually, you know, you might want to watch CJLO's social media. They actually came on and did a Pay What You Can album for the band Advent Calendar. And here to round off the show, I thought I would have the guys from Some come in here and just do a nice little wrap up here for them coming in and playing songs and all that good stuff. So how do you think it went?
It was awesome. It's the first time we played live in these kind of conditions. It was really cool, you know, with the headset and everything. You guys did such a good job at, you know, miking us and stuff. So, you know, thank you very much for the opportunity.
But you did something similar when you did Live in the Sum Cave, right? It must have been something like this.
Yeah, correct. But the thing is, like, actually, we were talking about it, like, comparing both experiences. Here is, since you are streaming it live, like on the radio, like it's definitely something else. Like, we know there's more audience and stuff, and yeah, it's an interesting experience, you know.
All right. Well, the one thing that I didn't mention along with your tour that you're doing in the U.S. and Ontario is you have one more Montreal date coming up at Barfly.
Correct, yes. Next Saturday.
Do you have anything? Is that kind of the last date that you have here in the near future for Montreal? Or is there other things that you kind of have on the horizon in the future?
So actually, we have one show on April 28th that we're going to start promoting next week with Doomsday Dementia and Feed. Two very cool bands. Like, we're really excited to play with them at the Turbo House, and we have some plans for June, but nothing yet set in stone.
So everyone, if you want to check out Some, and you should do it on March 18th, and then again in April when they announce that show that's coming up. I see that you guys are going to be playing with Lousy Riders in Toronto, and
yes,
man, they're a good band. Man, that's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah, looking forward. Like, we were supposed to play with Low Orbit initially, and they recommended, like, they couldn't make the show. They recommended Lousy Riders, and we listened to them, and it was a go. Definitely, like, they're very good.
Now, I guess the last thing that I have to ask you, aside from playing shows, is I always know that you guys like to do unique merch things, and I know you've done Hot Sauce, you did Rolling Papers. You did that beautiful box that they had. Do you have anything special planned here coming up for a double-double or anything else that you might have coming up here?
Well, the thing is, like, we were kind of joking around the cover of Snowbird, of that single. Mm-hmm. It would look great as a pajama. So, I mean, we started exploring, you know, like solutions to have some pajama printed, but it's still a little bit too expensive. So maybe we'll just end up doing socks.
All right. I mean, that would still be kind of awesome. Well, thanks again for coming in and stopping in and playing some songs for us live here.
Thanks a lot.
And I guess I'll end off with something. What is something that you think I can play here for people that you guys haven't covered today that you'd like for them to hear? What's something off of one of your records?
Fred, do you want to?
You know, what about Black Snail Volcano? So that's a song from our first album, Winterize, one of our heaviest songs. So it's one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, we love that song. It seems that people don't love it as much as we do. But so that would be a good rap.
All right. Sounds good. So here's some Black Snail Volcano from Some. Keep it locked. Next week, more Metal March stuff. And keep checking out CJLO's social media for albums that are Pay What You Can all month long. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Thanks, Zach.
Here is some Black Snail Volcano from Winter Eyes. Keep it locked. More CJLO programming coming up after this. This is your guest host, Satan. Enjoy the rest of your week. You won't. I have some plans, but we'll see.